Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Psalms. Okay. Hey, everybody. Thanks, Harley, for that intro. Okay. We are on Psalm 78 through 84 today. So I think we're making the best of this. I feel good. Recording one a day is much better than recording more than one in a day. So that helps a little bit. When I was thinking about catching up, I realized that's what was holding me back. I kept thinking like, oh, I have an extra day. I got to record like 5 episodes. And then that, I just start thinking of that. And then I'm like, 5 episodes or something, you know, or 3 or 4 or whatever. It's like, there's no way I can do that. And then I get discouraged and then I don't do it. So that's why I just decided one a day on my week off, where, and by off, I mean, I'm only working a normal day. I don't have a ton of commitments after work. So that's what I'm doing. It's episode 3 of my marathon, I believe. And yep, so there's nothing much else to say. As usual, check out Atheistically Speaking, going good. I think a lot of you have, so that's good. Please write it a review. It's got a few, but nowhere near as many as this show, so it's always nice. There's good things coming in that show. I'm going to start getting more guests and more interesting people than myself, and, you know, it's going to be good. Okay, so, 78. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, shewing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to our children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and forgot his works, and his wonders that he had shewed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea, and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as an heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a fire, light of fire. So this is just some history, some stuff that we already read. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock with the waters, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give us bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this, and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven, man did eat angels' food, he sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock and their rock, and the high God their redeemer. This is awesome. So this is recounting a much earlier time in the book that we read, when, you know, the manna from heaven, that kind of thing. But the people, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculously false, because if people really witnessed these miracles, there's no way they would back down from God, you know, minutes later and say like, yeah, but what has he done for me lately? I know he's just, if they really witnessed these miracles, I'm sure what it really was that, you know, I suppose it was Jacob at the time. Although I don't remember it being Jacob. I'm a little rusty, but I'm going to search Jacob in the Bible. Oh, yeah, he was the one. Oh, he was also known as Israel. Okay, yeah, he's a pretty major character if he was also known as Israel. Oh, he's the one that wrestled with the angel. Good times, good times. Yeah, Jacob and Esau, which was like Lost. Deception of Isaac. Jacob's deception of Isaac. Oh, yeah, because Isaac was the one. Okay. Yeah, okay, Jacob's ladder. Yeah, let's see, what else did he do? Some stuff. Just getting our history going. Yeah, so, yeah, it was this time when, Jacob, you know, God did these things. And then I found this sentence funny. It says, when God, like, killed a bunch of them, then they remembered, oh, yeah, that's right. God is all powerful. Like, the wording of the psalm suggests that, like, God had to, like, slap some people around and really, like fire and brimstone murder a bunch of people. And then they're like, oh, yeah, God, we love you. You're the best. And so I find that kind of funny. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Well, that's nice of an all-powerful God to sort of only kill people part of the time. So that's kind of, it's a good gesture. It's, you know, you can't expect too much from, it'd be selfish to expect, you know, kind treatment from an all-powerful, benevolent God. I mean, that's, you can only expect so much is what I'm trying to say. Be reasonable. For he remembered that they were but flesh. He remembered. A wind that passeth away and cometh not again. And then he's like, what's the point? Why am I even talking to these people? How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood and their floods that they could not drink. He sent divers sort of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with, yeah, every vine that they made. They had some really funny vines, like a bunch of just the funniest vines you ever saw. And he destroyed them with hail. And their sycamore trees with frost. Okay, water. Ah. He gave up their cattle also to the hail and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham. tabernacles of Ham. Sounds like, man, I'm having a Super Bowl party. I'm getting so much ham. I'm getting a friggin' tabernacle of ham. You'll have no idea what hit you. But well, you will. It'll be ham. That's what's going to hit you. But made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. This is a really long psalm, so hopefully the other ones are just, cake. And he led them on safely so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain. To which mountain? Which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them, and divided them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bough. I never know. Bow? Bow? For they provoked him to anger with the high places, and removed him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's hand. He gave his people also over unto the sword, and was wroth in his inheritance. Excuse me. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awaked us. Okay, here we go. You can do this. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. That's good. Yeah. I mean, this guy's being honest. He's like, yeah, it was as though, you know, he was drunk and then we woke him up and he's like, and he smote his enemies in the hinder parts and he put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high palaces, like the earth which he hath established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes great and with a young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Boy, that was a long one. So, if I were to sum up that psalm, a psalm summary, I would say it was a bunch of stuff that we've already read, which someone saw fit to put in another part of this Bible that we already read. So, it's like if you were reading Harry Potter and there was just a whole chapter that was like, I'm just going to pick a different part of Harry Potter and just rewrite it, but kind of summarize it a little bit. It's like, oh, okay, well, we already read that, and it's in writing, so it's not going anywhere. It's not like someone told us this in the beginning of the book. It was just like, hey, just blah, 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 told you it like a few years ago, and then, you know, then it would be like, hey, I'm going to summarize what someone told you earlier. No, it's in the book. You could literally just say, maybe you ought to refresh on some of the book of whatever, you know, whatever Jacob was in. I don't know, Deuteronomy or something. What was he in? What book is he in? He's in Genesis. It was that long ago. Okay. Wow, Genesis. That seems like ages ago. I can't believe it was that long ago. That's crazy. That's the first freaking book of the Bible. That was probably like episode, what, like 4? Chapters 25 to 50. Crazy. Okay. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe the books were longer back or the chapters were longer back then. Because that feels like I'm gonna check just for fun. I got nothing else going on, guys. I can look back. Oh, okay. It was episode 6 through 6 through like 10, 11. Okay, so still that's a long ass time ago. That's guys, can you believe that was nearly 4 years ago? We're coming up on 4 years ago that I read this part. God, that's crazy. Spent a lot of time with you guys. I wonder how many listening right now listened to those episodes when they came out. I bet it's no one. Actually, I would put good money on the bet that there's no one listening to this episode right now. And by now, I mean like within a week of now, we'll say. If you are, I'm very curious. Send me a message on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/TNTheB. If you were listening, because in the first 10 episodes, I had what, like 20 listeners? There's no way. I don't even know if I had that many because I just put it out there. And it's like, if you just put something out there, no one's going to find it for a while. So I wonder if anyone was even listening back in 2010. I'll give you, okay, so these came out in May 2010. If you think you were listening, I'm getting a noise. What is, oh, it's just stupid pipes. If you think you were listening in like May, I'll give you a few months, like May, June, July. Let's say around July 2010. If you can remember, if you think you were listening July 2010, and you're listening right now. And by right now, I mean, I don't know, within a week or two of this episode coming out. Send me a message because I'm very curious. That would be incredible. Okay, 79, Psalm 79. Oh God, the heathen are coming into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of heaven. The flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Their blood have they shed like water round about Jerusalem. And there was none to bury them. We are become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to them that are round about us. How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, and have laid waste to his dwelling place. Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of the servants which is shed. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before thee. According to the greatness of thy power, preserve thou those that are appointed to die, and render unto us, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into the bosom of their reproach, which wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will shew forth thy praise to all generations. So that was another simple psalm just saying, hey, look, God, you need to kill our enemies because, like, if not, you got a bunch of enemies saying, like, hey, where's your God now? Where's your God now, dude? Hey, you've been worshiping your whole life someone who doesn't exist. Where is he now? And so this guy's like, okay, look, God, I know there's a lot to ask, but can you kill that guy so that, you know, so that they won't say that anymore? It's just so ridiculous. Anyway, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy faith to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Laugh amongst yourselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. This is another one of the same thing. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. More vines. You see, when I started this podcast, that wouldn't have even been a joke I could make. Not that it's funny, but if someone said vine, I'd just be like, yeah, vine. But within, what, 2 years, I guess? How long have vines been around? Well, who knows? Maybe they've been around that long, but it took them that long before anyone cared about them. Thou hast, yeah, God brought a great vine. God, oh, wow, God, it is so funny. I'm not sure if you guys could hear that F up or not, but it's like I spend thousands of dollars on gear. I'm sorry to complain about this all the time. I spend thousands of dollars on gear. I just upgraded the firmware of my Motu, which is the interface, and I upgraded the software, and it's now worse. So that's awesome. So that's pretty cool. Cool, guys, huh? It's fun. It's fun spending thousands in gear and just it can't work. It just can't. When you try to do audio stuff, I mean, maybe I'm just cursed or just stupid, which I don't think I am, but I could be because it just cannot work. You just get the feeling that it's like, oh, this is designed to piss you off and not work. Anyway, so please donate because I spent so much money on gear that doesn't work. Thank you to everyone who has. You're the best. Oh, and I'm late in sending out my gifts. God, I'm so bad. Okay. I'm doing that. That's part of my marathon. I'm sending out a round of Bibles. I know I said I was going to a long time ago. I'm the worst. I got busy and I neglected it. I have everything to do it. I have the Bibles, I have the boxes, and I'm going to do that. So thank you guys for donating, and you will be getting your Bibles. I have it in my hand. I'm going to send the first one to John P., who is the man. John P. is my top donator. He's top supporter of the show, and he's the best, and I feel bad that I haven't sent him his gift yet. So thank you, John P., if you're listening. You are the absolute best supporter, and seriously, you're just far and away. So everyone, not to discount everyone else's donations, which have been great, but you know, you got a ways to go to catch John P., and but I encourage you to, because, hey, there's room for more than one John P., if you know what I mean. Okay. Thou makest a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh amongst themselves. Oh, yeah, it's another thing saying, like, God, you're embarrassing us. That's essentially what's happening. The people are like, God, would you smite some people? You're embarrassing us. We've talked you up quite a bit, and you're not smiting anyone. Thou preparedst room before it, and didst cause it to take root, deep root, and filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cellars. Oops. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood... Heard another crackle. The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So we will not go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Okay. So we're going to 84. We're on 81. Seems like we've been going a long time. Sing aloud unto God our strength, and make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. They're really all about Jacob in this one. I don't know why they pick him, because there's like Abraham. There's lots of people, but they're all about Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither to the timbrel. Bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Okay, here's another tactic. Okay, if that's not working, bring music. Let's just play music. That might work. That might get God's attention. I don't know. I'm running out of ideas here. For this was a statute for Israel in a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony. When he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have... Yeah, come on, haters. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with the honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Okay, more of the wicked. Oh, the wicked are getting too much. It's more of that. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They will walk in on darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of the course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Keep not thou silence, O God, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God, for lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, Come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Jabal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assault also is joined. Assur also is joined with them. They have holpen the children of Lot. Selah, do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor. I always love when I read Endor. The forest moon of Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those guys. Yea, and all their princes as Zeba and Zalmana, who said, Let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind. Stubble before the wind. Yeah. You make them like a wheel, as the stubble. As the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek the name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever, yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name is alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over the earth. All right, here's the last one. 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles? Ooh, are we talking ham tabernacles, or tabernacles of ham, or just regular tabernacles? Let me know. Let me know, because I'll show up if it's tabernacles of ham. O Lord of hosts, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, and the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer and give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. All right, that's the end. Thanks for joining me as usual, and please donate by hitting that PayPal donate button on either the Facebook or on the website, and check out my other show, of course. Sam keeps threatening to come back for F This Podcast, but he never has time, so that could happen sometime, but don't hold your breath, but I will let you know if it does. All right, thanks for listening so much, and see you next time.